guys ready to worship? Start the service. Hi, everybody. Welcome to those joining online still. Glad you can be a part of us tonight. I know you will be blessed. I just pray you put on a listening ear and you pull from the man of God tonight. There's a busy weekend, so I know he has an amazing word, as always. So just pull on our pastor tonight. He can go and give more and pour out more if they're pulling. Amen. But I wanted to welcome you, everyone. It's good to see the kids in the house, everyone here. Thank you for coming, taking your time out. Hallelujah. As you can see, we are doing much projects out here. Did you see the paint? It looks amazing. Now, we're not done, so if you see any little things on the floor or some paint splatters here and there, we're getting carpet. There's still stuff we have to do, so bear with us for the mess. Amen. It's not as clean as we had hoped it to be, but we try. Amen. Pastor Chris and I, we set some time apart on Wednesday nights, so we are taking one Wednesday night off in June, July, August. Not the whole summer, just one Wednesday. And our hope is that you would spend time with your family, pray with your family, fellowship with maybe your loved ones that maybe you don't see a lot. And the first one will be this Wednesday, June 15th, the middle of July, July 13th, and Wednesday, August 10th. So those three, spend time. Go fellowship. Be intentional in your prayer at home. Amen. Cultivate. It can be 5 minutes, 2 minutes. Amen. Just lift up our community. Lift up your family. Lift up those that are broken and hurting. Amen. And God will meet us. Hallelujah. I have sign-up sheets. We are having our annual Family Worship Center picnic. It's going to be on Saturday, July 2nd, and it's coming up. There will be no service here. We are going to be picnicking. It's going to be at 4 o'clock. We will eat at 4:30. It will be at the home of Derek and Susan Lutz. It's in Elwood City. We have the address. We have flyers. I have sign-ups for food. We're asking everyone to bring a hot dish or any kind of dish, dessert, drinks will be provided, hot dogs and hamburgers will be provided, and all the table service. So all you have to do is bring your dish, maybe a lawn chair if you want. There will be a tent and chairs, but if you want a comfortable, and they have a swimming pool. So we are going to do water baptism. So if anybody has not been baptized, please see us. I'll put you on the list. Amen. And, we'll get that going. Hallelujah. No fellowship after the service tonight. We will resume next week for Father's Day weekend. So I just want to let you know. And one last note, Pastor Chris will be ministering tomorrow morning at Central Community Church in Transfer. He was there a couple weeks ago. He's going to be back tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. If you can go support our pastor, come on out and support him. Amen. He'll be pouring out once again. Hallelujah. So pray for your pastor. And Rich, they have the bike benefit ride tomorrow. Is there any information you want to share? Huh? Picnic at 5. Where is that located? Huh? At the Mission. So if you have a motorcycle or if you want more info on that, see Rich tonight. What? Everything's free. So come with your motorcycle, amen. They're doing a ride or whatever. I'm not sure what they do there, but you will be blessed. Yeah. He'll hook on a little cart and you can. So would you stand with me? Brother Dale?
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Psalm 92. It is good to give thanks to the Lord. It is good to give thanks to the Lord. Can I hear an amen? It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night. On an instrument of 10 strings, on the lute and on the harp, with harmonious sound, for you, Lord, have made me glad. You have made me glad through your work. I will triumph in the works of your hands. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the triumph of the cross. We thank you, Almighty God, for all that you've done. For Almighty God, you are the King. Your name is above all names. So Father, we pray right now that you would just unleash your Holy Spirit in this house. That Father, that no sickness shall be allowed to sit here. That Father, that no depression shall be allowed to be here. That your Spirit will release and cleanse this house. Heavenly Father, we give you the glory, the honor, and praise. Father, we send forth Judah ahead to lift the heavens, Father. And Father, we thank you for who you are. And we thank you, Almighty God, for you tell us who we are. Your word says who we are and what we will do. And we give you the praise and honor and glory through the blessed name of Jesus. And all of God's people said, hallelujah. Let us praise the Lord.
I'm trading my sorrows. I'm trading my shame. I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. I'm trading my sickness. I'm trading my pain. I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. And we say, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen. I'm crushed but not cursed, persecuted, not abandoned, struck down but not destroyed. I'm blessed beyond the curse, for promise will endure, that joy is going to be my strength. Sorrow may last for the night, his joy comes in the morning. I'm trading my sorrow, I'm trading my pain, I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. I'm trading my sickness, I'm trading my pain. Joy of the Lord. And we say, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen. Oh, we sing, yes, Lord. And we say, yes, Lord. Not abandoned, struck down but not destroyed. I am blessed beyond the curse, for his promise will endure, that joy is going to be my strength. Though the sorrow may last for the night, his joy comes in the morning. I'm trading my sorrows, I'm trading my shame. I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. I'm trading my sickness. I'm trading my pain. I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord.
Praise God. How is everyone doing tonight? Wow. That was good. You guys must be doing good. Oh, I just want to welcome everyone tonight and here and online. And I just ask you to just keep on going after God. It says in the Bible, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. And that's all of us. Sometimes we don't have as much breath as we should have in certain situations, but we still have breath. So we still praise God.
Open up my eyes
Jesus, the name above all names.
Jesus, the name above every other name. Jesus, the only one who could ever save. Worthy of every breath that we ever breathe. We live for you. We live for you. Holy, there is no one like you. There is none beside you. Open up my eyes in wonder and show me who you are and fill me with your heart and lead me in your love to those around you. I will build my life upon your love. It is a firm foundation. I will put my trust in you alone. And I will not be shaken. I will build my life upon your love. worship you. I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you. I worship you.
You are here.
You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are.
You are here.
You are here, touching every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, healing every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, turning lives around. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, mending every heart. I worship you. I worship you. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. Now God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who
that is who you are.
That is who you are. That is who you are. That is who you are. That is who you are. That is who you are. That is who you are. That is who you are. That is who you are. That is who you are. That is who you are. That is who you are. That is who you are. That is who you are. That is who you are. That is who you are. That is who you are. Even when I don't see that you're working, even when I don't feel that you're working, you never stop, never stop working. You never stop, never stop working. Even when I don't see that you're working, even when I don't feel that you're working, never stop, never stop working. Never stop, never stop working. Even when I don't feel that you're working, even when I don't feel that you're working, you never stop, never stop working. Never stop, never stop working. Even when I don't see that you're working, even when I don't feel that you're working, you never stop. Never stop working, never stop.
Waymaker,
Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who.
Even when I don't see you.
Even when I don't see that you're working, even when I don't feel that you're working, never stop.
Come on, I just want you to hear this right now. This isn't by coincidence that he just singing this song right here, because this is what God spoke to my heart. Hallelujah. There were some things that took place, and it was like I had a dream that in this moment that I seen, and when this took place, that there were some things broken. Come on, we're in the church, and there were some things that broke, and I asked God, I said, God, when did this happen, God? And He says, it was those times, hallelujah, when you didn't see me working, but you lifted up your hands, hallelujah. It was those times when you danced, when you didn't feel like it. It was in those moments where I began to work for you on your behalf. Because you began to move in faith. You began to move outside yourself into who I am. Outside of your circumstances, outside of your problems, and into the God, hallelujah, who's able. There's nothing impossible with our God. So as we sing this again, I want you to take hold of it. Because in this moment right here, come on, you need God to move on your behalf. Let's just worship God, hallelujah. Even when you don't feel like it, when you don't know, because God, hallelujah, wants to see your faith begin to extend. And as you extend to God, God will extend on your behalf. Come on, amen. All we are called to do is believe. Not to believe when it happens. No, to believe now that it will happen. So I want you to sing with me. I want you to lift up your hands. Close your eyes. Don't worry about anybody else. Hallelujah. And just declare tonight. Hey, come on.
Even when I don't see that you're working. Even when I don't feel that you're working. Never stop working.
Come on.
Never stop working. Even when I don't see that you're working, even when I don't feel that you're working, you never stop, never stop working,
never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see that you're working, even when I don't feel that you're working, you never stop working, you never stop working. Even when I don't see that you're working, even when I don't feel that you're working, you never stop working.
Never stop, Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are.
That is who you are. Yes, you are, yeah.
Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are.
Come on, come on, bless His name.
Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are.
Oh, my God cannot lie, yes sir.
Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. 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 That is who you are.
As it is in heaven,
that
let it be in
who you. You are.
That's who you are.
That is who you are.
That's who you are.
That is who you are. That is who you are.
Oh, that's who
that
you
is
are.
Who you are.
Yeah.
That is who you are. That is who you are.
You're the miracle worker.
That is who you are.
That's who you are.
That is who you are.
Yes, Lord.
That is who you are. That
come on, one more time. Jesus, Jesus.
That is who you are. That is who you are.
Lift up your hands. Father God, I pray right now. Come on, if you're hungry for God. If you're hungry for God, come on. If you're not, you don't have to. Just go ahead and sit there. But I'm hungry for God. Are you hungry for God? Come on, I need God. I'm desperate for God. I'm desperate. Hallelujah. Come on, I need to be overflowing in this day. Hallelujah. There's too many people out there. Hallelujah. I got the answer. I got the answer. I hear the voice of God saying, arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is upon you. The glory of the Lord is upon you. Father God, I thank you. So Father God, right here tonight, I pray. I pray, I pray, I pray, I pray, I pray. I pray, I pray that you open our eyes. To see he that he who is for me is greater than he that is against me. Woo! Hallelujah. Open our eyes right here tonight, God. Hallelujah. Overwhelm us with your goodness. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Just because you're good. Just because you're good. Just because you're merciful. Just because of who you are. Because that's who you are, Father God. So, Father God, I just stand in a place of receiving. Right tonight. Right tonight, God, I say yes to you, Father God. I say yes to you. That your kingdom come in my life. Hallelujah. Whatever doesn't represent you, I pray for your kingdom to come. Come on. Come on. Any sickness, your kingdom come. Any poverty, your kingdom come. In my finances, your kingdom come. Come on, somebody say it tonight. Come on. Come on. Come on. In my depression, thy kingdom come. Hallelujah. In whatever's overwhelming you, thy kingdom come. Hallelujah. Thy kingdom come over sickness. Hallelujah. Over disease, thy kingdom come. Over cancer, thy kingdom come. Hallelujah. Overwhelm us, God. We thank you, Father God. We give you glory. We give you praise. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. If you've just come to have an ordinary service, I cannot just do an ordinary service because I serve an extraordinary God. Come on, I said I just serve an extraordinary God. Hallelujah. And when I become to worship God as I become to give Him my attention, I want you to know if you don't feel God's word says that if you seek me, you'll find me. Sometimes we just gotta press through our feelings, our emotions, and get outside of them. Hallelujah. Get outside of them. Tell someone, get outside of them. Come on. I just feel that sometimes we stand outside of victory, and we've got the victory. I said, we got the victory.
Amen.
That causes me to shout, that caused 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 me, he gives me a voice of triumph, voice of triumph. Not for what he'll do, but for what he has done in Christ Jesus. I have a shout within me. I can't help but shout. Because he's not longer in the grave. Hallelujah. He is risen. He is risen. He is risen. So that means I got a shout of praise and worship because of what he's done. Every foe, every battle has been defeated. That gives me a shout. And I'm sorry, I feel I pray to God for you that if you don't have a shout, sometimes you just gotta shout, shout, and let it out. I said, sometimes you got those things that are deep down inside that you got in your clothes and you just got to shout them out. Come on, you gotta shout them out. Come on,
hallelujah.
Amen. You gotta declare unto God with a voice of triumph. Woo! Hallelujah. I know I got a crowd in heaven shouting tonight. Shouting. So God, I pray for our eyes to be open right here tonight. That we get our shout on. That we get our shout on. Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Apologize, but God wrecks me sometimes. Hallelujah. Come on, his love, his mercy, his grace, his goodness. Can't help stop thinking about this young man. I just went out to dinner, minding my own business. Some friends, and we were sitting there, and I started feeling extremely lonely, sitting in a room full of people and sitting with friends. But I felt this I really felt loneliness, like it was trying to interrupt my dinner. And as soon as I began to feel that, the waiter came and stood at our table. And I became overwhelmed with the loneliness this young man had. I'm emotional because I want you to, you might think you're alone. You might think that God doesn't hear you. Or maybe that God doesn't know what you're going through, but I'm here to tell you, this is a young man that I do not know from anybody. He lived in another city, and he just moved to this place. He's all by himself, and it was a confirmation of knowing that this was what God was putting on my heart for this young man. And God just said, just love him, and we just loved him. We just tried to love this young man, and we blessed him, and he came back, and he said, it's everything within me to keep from crying right now. And we just told him that God loves him. And at that moment, listen, I want you to know that, listen, it's in those moments that we become aware of the greatness of God. It's in those moments that we let God just move in us, step outside of our own selves, step outside. That's like worship. See, this is practice. Tell someone this is practice. Worship is practice because we don't feel like it. It doesn't seem right to dance and celebrate unto God. It doesn't seem like it. Whether you're going through something, come on, amen. It seems stupid to the world. It looks that way. It doesn't seem like it's a good idea. But I'm here to tell you, God's word says to shout unto God with a voice of triumph. He said rejoice. And again, I say rejoice. Give thanks unto God with a voice of triumph. Be thankful in the midst of whatever you're going through. So it's a practice. It's practice to begin to be vulnerable to God. Not, we're vulnerable to our pain. We're vulnerable to our circumstances. We're vulnerable to offense. But am I vulnerable to the Spirit of God? Because God wants us to be the aroma. Our worship, our praise, that it be an aroma. Our life be a sense that others smell and become aware of the greatness of God because of you. I said, because of you. Because of you. Because of you. Because of me. Because of every one of us. It's not me. It's not just the praise team, but it's every one of us. That God wants you to touch somebody in the midst of wherever that is, to be vulnerable enough to tell somebody God loves them. That you can interrupt whatever that might be. God says to Elijah, I want you to go to Zarephath, and I want you. There's a woman there that wants to, that I have there to sustain you. I want you to know that she did not get the memo. I want you to know that God believes in you more than you believe in yourself. You do not think you have something. I'm here to tell you, your worship causes you to realize the greatness of God. Your worship causes you to give God attention, to become aware of God. Come on. as we begin to declare a God, as we begin to worship God, it causes me to become aware of His greatness within my life. And He begins to interrupt whatever I'm going through. So God says, I have a woman in Zarephath that will sustain you. I know that there's some people that God has in your life that God says, I got you there, that you will sustain them. That you will give them what they need. You got within you what they need. Come on, you might be the one that interrupts death. You might be the one that interrupts, hallelujah, that person from taking their life or feeling there's no hope. God's going to use you, wants to use you to sustain them, to be for them what they need. And you got what's in you because of Christ. Amen. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Come on, let's just shout to God for a second. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I love Him, hallelujah. You love Him tonight? Come on, I said you love Him tonight? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Psalms 47:1 says, oh clap. I said, oh clap your hands, all you people. Shout. Shout. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Listen. Everybody, I want you to know that God's speaking to us here tonight, because even from Dell, from my wife, the praise team, everything there. Listen. Can I say something? I know what God prepares in my hearts for you. And it's like when you prepare a meal for somebody. You spend all the time cooking a meal. Preparing every dish for those that are hungry to eat. And for us not to eat what God has for us is a slap to the Holy Spirit. Because I believe that God, the Spirit of God, has what we need to sustain us in everything we're going. So I pray tonight that God has given me a word to help sustain you. Come on, I said sustain you. Sustain you. Come on, to sustain you, to give you what you need, not just to get by, come on, but to overcome. So I pray tonight that you really take hold of this and you just receive this. Amen. Don't just blow it off. But I pray that tonight. I pray that with all my heart. Cause I don't take this lightly. I don't ever take any, I want you to know that every single service that I come here, God is my judge. I wait. And I believe with all my heart that God releases something for people to receive. And there's more than enough to take a doggy bag out. I said amen. So let's take hold of this. That word triumphant, say triumphant. Say triumphant. See, triumphant is an exultation resulting from victory. Say from victory. See, listen, a shout of triumph. See, it is a exuberation from a victory that has been won. Say it's been won. See, God's saying to you, He's declaring to you, shout with a voice of triumph because you have, through Christ, say through Jesus, you have won the victory. Amen. We have gotten the victory through Jesus Christ. He says, so here's what we do. We shout with an exuberation. Do you know, I want you to know that, listen, every one of you, how many of you have a happy dance? Come on, Dale. I know Dale got a happy dance. Come on, I've seen it. Come on, I know some of you. Come on, I've seen some of you. Mimsy, I've seen your happy dance. Come on, you got a happy dance? How many of you guys know that, listen, sometimes you just gotta shout? I don't know about you, but sometimes I'm in my car and I just gotta shout. Sometimes there's something that, maybe I get some good news, there's some things that come my way that I've got something for me, and in getting that thing, I shout! Woo! I don't care! want you to know that those that are around me know, hey, what happened? Something good happened. I don't have to explain it. I want you to know that when I was in India, I didn't understand anybody's language, but I understood their shout. I understood when I'm watching the TV game, I know who's winning and who's losing in a basketball game by the people are shout. I'm here to tell you, you aren't losing, so shout to God. You've won the battle through Christ. You've won. I said, we've won. We've won. So he says, shout the voice of triumph. Can you look up 2 Corinthians 2:14 for me? I think that's it. He says, for the Lord Most High is terrible. It means to be awesome. Say to be awesome. Listen, to be awesome. It's like the terrible towel. Come on. Come on. He is terrible. That means that, guess what? He is to be awesome. It says, now thanks be unto God, which always, say always. No, just every once in a while. Just on Saturday night. Always causes you to what? Triumph what? In Christ. And maketh manifest the savor of his knowledge by the awareness of his victory through your shout, through your worship, through your thankfulness. Come on, amen. That there is an aroma, say aroma, that someone just getting around you recognizes the knowledge and awareness of God. You go in the, out in the, there's a savor that if, that when you get in the wilderness, out into out into the outdoors, you stand around, there's a savor that flows around, and it's a recognition of there's got to be a God. Come on. Something about that. You okay? But there's got to be a shout. Tell someone, not a whining. Not a whining. I just want to give this to you real quick. You know, there's a, if you look up online, a call of, like a coyote call to get them to come to you. It's not a coyote. It's one of them is a wounded rabbit. That's what they sound like. Do you know, as soon as they begin to do that, all of a sudden the coyotes come. I want you to hear this, listen to me. Just as that whine, the enemy is attracted to your whine. The enemy is attracted to your complaining. You want to attract the devil quick? Start whining. So just as much, why? Because that animal is wounded. They won't come because they know they ain't going to catch that rabbit. Too fast for them. But when they're whining, they think something's up. See, the enemy, that's why God says, listen to me. It's not like you're faking it because he's already won the victory for you. There's nothing fake about it. Somebody says, fake it till you make it. Fake it. There's no faking it. Now, your emotions might not feel that way, but there's no faking about it. It's real. Jesus has overcome your enemies. Every battle that you face, he's won. Come on. So, but here's the thing. Whenever we sit in our positions and whine and complain, it attracts the enemy. But whenever we worship and we shout unto God, it does what calls in the coyotes. It begins to draw near to God. You draw near to God, he draws near to you. We enter his gates with thanksgiving. We enter his courts with praise. Are you okay? So here's the thing. Listen, so verse 5, it says, and God has gone up. Say, he's gone up with a shout. He has gone up with a shout. See, when God goes up, your enemies go out. I said, when God goes up, come on, when you let God arise, what happens? My enemies will scatter. I'm making this stuff up. I promise you, it's right here. He says, with a loud, with the Lord and the sound of a trumpet, sing praises to God. Sing praises to God. Okay, wait a minute. Sing praises to God. This is, sing praises. That's the third time. Oh, unto our King, sing praises. For the King is, for God is King of all the earth. Sing praises with understanding. Say with understanding. Listen, if you don't have understanding of what he's won for you, if I'm focusing on my problem, I understand that. But if I begin to get a revelation of what he's done for me and the victory that has been done at the cross and what the blood of Jesus Christ paid for me, when I begin to identify with that and I get that understanding within the depths of me, hallelujah, guess what, hallelujah, I begin to praise God with understanding. We aren't ignorant. We aren't ignorant that we understand that he has died for me, that he set me free, that he rose from the grave. It's my testimony. Say, it's my testimony. It's my testimony. Come on, amen. So I got to remind myself. John Wesley. Remember John Wesley? He's the founder of the Methodist, Wesleyan Methodist Church. This is what he said. He said, a shout testifies of your faith in God's promises. He says that your shout testifies of your faith and God's promise. Your shout testifies. The Bible says, by the blood of the Lamb and by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony, I've overcome. Because of the blood, I got a testimony, hallelujah. I got a testimony. I got a confession. And because I got a confession and I confess what he's done for me, that he's Lord, that by the blood, when the enemy comes against me, when I begin to confess with worship, with praise, with a shout unto God, I begin to attract God in my midst. Faith attracts God. The Bible says without faith, it's impossible to please God. So when I come in this house, I know that my worship, because of the faith in who he is, I promise you it pleases God. It touches God's heart. Your faith, what? In him. In him. And who he is and what he's done for us. Say, that's good news. I said, say, that's good news. He also said this. He says, shout to encourage your brothers. How many guys know on a football field? Whenever they begin to shout, when you get momentum building, the place they, what do? Come on, the football players, the ones on the field, the players, what do? They go like this. What are they doing? They're trying to get the people to get excited, to build the momentum. Come on, amen. That the players will begin to use that momentum to run the race. So God is looking for some first responders. Not waiting to feel something. Well, let me see. It looks dangerous in there. First responders do not do that. They do not go by feelings or emotions. They run into whatever it is. Just like every one of us. So listen, we are meant to run, to worship, to bless God. Not when you feel like it, but to run into God, to bless God every time. Not to delay, not to delay. Because if you delay, when we hold back our worship, we hold back our praise, we hold back our faith. I've heard people say, you know what, I just had all that emotion and stuff like this. I'm going to tell you right now. Let me just finish. Start to encourage your brothers. Listen, here's what he says. He says, it strikes fear into the enemy. Say it strikes fear. It strikes fear into the enemy. It'll encourage your brothers and sisters when they see somebody exhorting God, seeing the excitement of God within your lives. Listen, they can just see that and it encourages them. Your shout, come on, your shout, your praise, your worship, it encourages. Are you guys encouraged when the worship and praise is up there worshiping? Come on, amen. Come on, there's a shout that goes out, and in that you get encouraged. But what happens is, man, if we just really begin to come in atmosphere, we change atmospheres that we don't wait for someone to get me excited. Come on, amen. But I'm a first responder. I praise him when I feel like it, when I don't. I didn't say it's always easy. Amen. He says 2 Chronicles. Check this out. 2 Chronicles 13. 13:10, I think. Yeah. But as for us, say as for us. All these ones, they were worshiping other things. They were having idols, and this was Israel. The children of Israel began to worship and idols and began to celebrate, act a fool. To idols that don't move and breathe or nothing. But Judah, say Judah. Judah means praise. There was a few that, it says, and they have not forsaken him. Say, have not forsaken him. And the priest, your priest, say, I'm a priest. I'm a minister unto God and to people. We're to minister to God, and because of this, we have minister to people. Come on, amen? It's a manifestation of this. Here, look at me. Look, there she is. It's a manifestation of this. He says, and which minister unto the Lord, all the sons of Aaron, the Levites, wait upon their business. Say business. C.S. Lewis said this, Randy. C.S. Lewis? You know him? He says, joy is serious business in heaven. Now see, he was hitting something. He was getting a hold of something. Joy is serious to heaven. Say it's serious to heaven. See, the enemy wants to steal your joy. I'm here to tell you that God says that joy is serious business to God. So Jesus went to the cross that your joy might be full. So with the truth and the understanding of what he did at the cross brings me to the reality and the truth that my joy might be full. We begin to walk in righteousness, peace, and joy. Righteousness, what he did for you, the peace that it brings from being in this seamless relationship with God. And out of that relationship, guess what's manifested? Joy. Because you realize what weapon forms against me shall prosper. I don't know why I went English there, but next verse. Check this out. Joy is serious business. He says, no, I'm gonna jump down here. Let me jump down. He says, and Jeroboam caused an ambush. Say an ambush. To come about from behind him. Say behind you. And before them. And they cried unto the Lord, and the priests sounded the trumpets. Then the men of Judah gave out a shout. The men of Judah and women gave out a shout. Say shout. They gave it a shout unto God. And the men of Judah shouted, and it came to pass that God smote Jeroboam and Israel before Elijah, Abijah, and Judah. Wow. And the children of Israel fled before Judah, and God delivered them into their hands. God set up, they set up an ambush against them, but their shout caused their enemy to be in disarray. Their worship confused the enemy. See, because wait a minute, these people should be crying, they should be upset, they should be down. What is going on about this person? Why cannot I wear this person out? Because we got an understanding of what he's done for me. And the enemy can't take that from me. He cannot rob me from my joy. I want you to know that when you receive the Holy Spirit within your life, you don't get a sad Holy Spirit. You do not get an unhappy Holy Ghost. Is that all right? 2 Samuel. Let me just jump up. I gotta go. I gotta go a little faster here. Let me go. Yeah, 2 Samuel. Let me just do this real quick. You okay? We'll just take this in the next week if I have to. It's back here. 2 Samuel 6:12. Check this out. And David was bringing into, he already had some experiences. Listen, he got disappointed because of the way that he was doing it. He was trying to move God. He was trying to take a hold of the situation on his own. That's what we do sometimes. See, sometimes we want God with us, but we want God on our terms. So what they did, they put God in a box with wheels. And they got God in this box, which represented the presence of God, the Spirit of God, and they began to pull it. So they're trying to get God to where they are, but I'm telling you this, God doesn't fit in your box. He doesn't fit in that place. Sometimes you got to get God, I want you to work on this way, but God, I'm not going to do this, I'm not going to do that, I'm not going to worship, but God, I want you to do, listen, I'm here to tell you that God will not work outside of his word. He won't work outside of that. So, as David began to go, what happened was, some of those ones, when the cart hit a bump, all of a sudden, the ark began to shake. See, God sometimes gets out of control. Sometimes you get a little excited, and sometimes we want to hold God back. Sometimes we're not willing to let God move in us because we're worried about what someone might think or say. What are they going to say if they hear me shout? What are they going to say if they see me dancing? I'm going to look like an idiot. I'm being real. Quit worrying about what they're thinking about you. I promise you, they're not thinking about you. And if they are, God will deal with it. And we'll find that out in a second. I was a young kid, and I was battling self-conscious, like being aware of like self-preservation. Worrying about what people think. We do that when we're teens, and people never stop. I'm going to look like a fool if I shout. So I'm standing in this youth group, and man, God's moving in this place. I feel God. And I'm doing everything I can to hold on from letting God erupt inside me. See, just like those ones, that it was shaking and they were holding on so that nothing would happen. See, I was so concerned. I was in the back row, but I was so concerned what anybody else would think. And finally, I got to a place, I said, you know what? I do not care And I began to shout. I began to jump up and down. I'm going to tell you something. I felt this exuberant triumph that I didn't pay for, that I didn't buy, that nothing could fulfill me like that joy that overflowed inside me. But God will stretch you for you to step out in faith, to shout before you get the results. Listen to me, David. Say, David. But David learned his lesson. He says, we ain't going to do it that way no more. We're going to do it the way God says. We're going to lift him up, and we're going to do sacrifices every 20 feet. Every 20 feet, they killed an animal to honor God. Say worship. They only took 20 steps before they, let's worship God. And I want you to know that David, he was ahead of it. He was ahead of the presence of God. And today I'm sitting there and he says, listen to me. I want you to get your praise on ahead of the answer. I said, I want you to get ahead of before you get the answer, before the presence shows up, before you feel the presence of the Lord in the room. I want you to get your praise on. I want you to celebrate me. Come on, amen. I want you to celebrate me in the midst. Come on. I want you to celebrate me. I want you to exalt me. So I want you to get in front of it. And I want you to know that David honored the blood. It was symbolic. It was a foreshadow of Jesus Christ. I want you to know because of the triumph and the celebration, he was able to do that because of the blood. Say the blood. Because of the blood. I'm here to tell you, it's because of the blood of Jesus that I have a shout. I want you to hear this, that when I shout, it causes the enemy to be fearful. Why? Because he acquaints it with the blood. Do you know that, listen to me, when you believe what Jesus Christ did for you on the cross, it's the same as him rising from the dead. When you believe what he did for you, it's the same fear that's unleashed into the enemy when Jesus rose from the grave. He looked at his demons, he says, man, is that Jesus? We better get out of here. What awakening. Come on, you okay? Jeez. Play me something because I'm not going to. Sacrifice honors God. Man, the Lord spoke this to my heart. The Spirit of God goes where the blood goes. Where the blood is, the Spirit follows. Jesus Christ went to the cross, the Spirit followed him into the grave, rose him up out of there. Come on. See, do you see that? Listen, God honors the blood. He honors the blood. He honors the blood. The blood of Jesus Christ. It's our victory. That's what gives me victory. Come on. That I could declare the blood of Jesus when I shout the blood and I shout and I declare the blood of Jesus Christ over my situations or whatever that might be. Amen? That's what we do. He says, so this is what's so powerful. Let me finish this real quick. I'm not going to get to the other part. That's all right. You okay? He says, he went to get it with David with joy, with joy, with joy. Say expectation. You know what doesn't attract God? Oh God, I gotta worship again. Just be real. If they sing this song one more time, stepped on your toes, I apologize, but I don't. Because you're going to get a rude awakening in heaven. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was, who is to come. I'm going to tell you this, it doesn't get old, hallelujah. When you recognize who he is, I don't care. Someone says, well, I don't know about that song or this song. I don't care what song I sing. It's not about that. It's about him. That song isn't meant for me. It's meant for him. When I recognize that, I'm going to get my shout on. I don't care how many times you've done that song. When you begin to focus on who he is and get outside yourself, we become aware of him and say, holy, holy, holy. Lord God Almighty. Is that good? Woo! Lee just texted me, said, listen, he wrote this, he said this, God said, change is coming. He just texted that to me. I feel that right there. Come on. Amen? Come on, say, change is coming. Come on, that change, and it begins with your praise. Ooh, that's good. He says, so listen, so David danced before the Lord with all his might. He didn't do it half-heartedly. He did it till his pants fell down. Don't do that. Pastor Chris wears a belt. He says, and David was girded with the linen ephod. So David and all the house of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord with shouting. Say with shouting. Say with shouting. They brought up the ark with shouting. They brought it up with shouting. Come on, amen. That we bring it up with shouting. Hallelujah. You want to change the atmosphere? You want to get demons to run? Shout it out. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. For what he has done for us. You say, well, that's about works. No, it ain't. It's about his works. You're celebrating by faith. It's by faith. I believe. Hallelujah. He says, and David danced ahead of it. Come on, we got to dance ahead of it. We got to get ahead of your problems with a dance. Get ahead of your problems with a shout. Amen? Matt, would you just play something up there? Sorry, we're good. We're good, right? He says, so listen, so he says, and David in the household, I can't quit till I hear music, so is that all right? Take your time. Don't go fast. He says, with the sound of a trumpet, man. See, that trump is prophetic. I don't have time to get into that. And he says, and the ark of the Lord came into the city of David, and Michael, Michelle, whatever you want to call it, Saul's daughter, looked out of her window and saw King David leaping and dancing before the Lord, and she despised him in her heart. Listen, here's the thing. And I know there's some things like, she had her hurts and pains that she couldn't get over. There were some things. David did some wrong things. But let's not get into that. But this is the problem. His worship and exuberation in God doesn't just upset the enemy, but it upset those ones that won't get their praise on. It'll make others uncomfortable sometimes. Your joy might, the Bible says that in that scripture we read, 2 Corinthians, keep reading. Because that same one says it will be a savor of life to some and death to others. It'll cause them to be so upset that they can't stand you because of it. They won't want to change. That joy, that excitement within your heart for God. It says, and thou the Lord of hosts of Israel. No, that's not it. He says, and David was leaping and dancing before the Lord, and he despised him in her heart. And they brought in the ark of the Lord to set in its place. And David, in the midst of the tabernacle, he pitched for it. And David offered burnt offerings. And as soon as David had made the end of the offerings, he blessed the people. He says, and then David returned to bless his household. David came to bless her, but yet she was so caught up in offense and what was going on and not the presence of God that was in the room. Sometimes we're so caught up with our problems, our situations, that we don't get caught up in what is really happening behind the scenes of what has already happened in the heavenlies. What has already taken place? God did not give you a word to say, as it is in heaven, let it be done in the earth. That's a promise. That's something that we are to take that hold of what is done. Say it's done. In the heavenlies, that we declare that it be done in the earth. Confess it, declare it, speak it into your life. Sometimes we're waiting for somebody else. I want you to know that you got to prophesy over your life. Don't wait for the pastor. Don't wait for the praise team. Come on. We got to prophesy. You got to prophesy over your environment, over your situation. You got to speak to it. Sometimes you got to shout it out. How many guys know that your confession, the Bible says if you believe in your heart and you confess with your mouth, you what? Will be saved. That's supernatural. Is it supernatural? Come on, how many of you guys know that's supernatural? Did you feel it? In a sense, you know what I mean? That not by emotion. It's something that happens supernatural. Do you know that if you confess Him, Lord, if you keep confessing, you keep declaring that He's Lord. When all hell breaks loose, confess He's Lord. Shout unto God. When things come flooding into you, shout unto God with a voice of triumph. It makes the enemy, hallelujah, back up. It opens the door for the supernatural when you confess He's Lord. You confess He's Lord over your sickness. You confess He's Lord over your finances. The Bible says this, and I'm done. He says, if you say to your mountain, be removed. Sometimes our mountains should never ever get to be a place that they're mountains. We keep passing by them and letting them stay until they get so big you can't get around them. They get so big we can't get around them. But God says say. You circle every time you see say in that scripture. He says say, 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 say it. Declare it. Speak it. Shout it. Whatever it takes. I want you to know that, listen, it's not about what you do. Because you don't remove your mountains. Stand with me. Hear this, hear this, hear this. Tell your neighbor, it's not your job to remove the mountain. Tell someone, it's not your job to remove the mountain. Say, oh, that's good news. That's good news. You know whose job it is? God's. It's God's. See, until we act on God's word, I'm responsible for the results. Say it again. Until I act on God's words, I'm responsible for the results that happen. Nothing happens. Mountains stay there. I got to go all the way around them. I get wore out. I don't lose my joy. But here's what my job is. Dan. Bill, sorry. This is my job. This is my job. You ready for this? Come on, get ready to get your joy on. My job is to arrange the meeting with God with my mountain. I need to arrange the meeting. And I worship and praise. I just got to introduce my giants to God. That's how David defeated Goliath. He introduced Goliath to God. You got to introduce your problems. Problem? Hallelujah. Sickness? I just want you to know, I don't know if you have ever met him before, but this is sickness, whatever is cancer, I want you to introduce you to the one, to the only, Jehovah. Hallelujah. I want to introduce you to my healer. I want to introduce you to Jehovah Rapha. Come on, my finances, I don't know if you've met him or not, but he's the one, he's the only, he is Jehovah Jireh. That's what you do when you worship. That's what you do when we worship. All our job is to arrange the meeting. Father God, I'm going to bless you and I'm going to introduce you to my problems because I have a lot. So I'm going to arrange a meeting of worship that you come and you change it. So you make the arrangement. That's all your job is. To arrange a meeting. With your praise, with your confession, with your mouth. Hold fast your confession. Hold fast your declaration. Father God, I thank you right now, tonight, God, right in this place, God. Hallelujah. God, Lord, I pray that, God, Lord, that every one of us never, ever, ever, ever takes us lightly. God, Lord, that we don't ever let the blood get old. That it's still alive. It still works. It still works. It's still powerful. It's still thick. Hallelujah. It's still mighty. God's still in the saving power. Hallelujah. He still saves. He still does miracles. He still saves those that are lost, those that are broken. You're still doing it, God. You're still doing it, God. Father God, Lord, I pray that, God, Lord, that we position ourselves to, God, Lord, to be first responders. that we don't respond and run whenever our problems come, but God, Lord, hallelujah, we run unto you. We run unto you. That's my first response. That's my first response. That's my first response, God. Let that be my first response, God. Lord, let me build up my faith, hallelujah, that I begin to pave a road, hallelujah, that you can bring the supplies of your abundance on a road that's not just this tiny path, hallelujah, but a road that's a four-lane highway, that you can bring all your provisions, hallelujah, into my life, that I just don't leave you a little path to enter into my house, but God, I make you a highway. I make you a highway to bring, hallelujah, for my God shall supply all my needs according to. So I got to be in that place of faith, building a road to respond to God, to let him in. Get in. Arrange it, Father God. Arrange that. Arrange the meeting for God tomorrow morning. Arrange your meeting. Arrange your meeting for God. Whatever it is, arrange the meeting for God to meet your problem. Set it up. Set it up. Hallelujah. Set it up. Amen. Be the event planner. Be an event planner. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you walk in this place on Wednesday, when you walk on this place on Saturday nights, walk in this place getting ready for God. Introduce him to your situations. Hallelujah. And don't walk out with them. Let him go. Father God, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. God, with all of our heart, we cry out, God, Lord, that we are. I'm going to say it one more time, God. I don't know if you can hear it or not, but God, we are. God's knocking. Open up. Come on, let him in. Amen. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah.